The scripture reading this morning is Psalm 100. Psalm 100, we'll read the entire brief psalm. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before Him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His own pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courtyards with praise. Thank Him. Bless His name. Because the Lord is good, His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Last Sunday, we called to mind some of the scenes from the life of Jesus, imagining what a slideshow of His ministry might look like. We mentioned His miraculous healing, His teaching, the multitudes, and the transfiguration. What, though, do you suppose might be the one thing, the one most common scene recurring more frequently than anything else? Maybe a good guess would be all the times He was eating with people, seated at tables, walking in the field, around campfire. Jesus seemed to like to eat, breaking bread with friends, with outcasts, and even with those who were His worst critics. Luke, being the physician, seems particularly interested in Jesus partaking of food, mentioning more than a dozen times in his gospel when Jesus gathered around food to share messages and lessons. Some time ago, I walked through our building looking at the various pictures and portrayals of Jesus that we have in the hallways and classrooms. The most common one, hands down, was the Last Supper. I mean, it makes sense. Like everybody, Jesus had to eat. But when you think about it, breaking bread was surely accompanied by the obligatory Hebrew blessing over the meal. So every time He ate, He was bound to have also prayed. Michael Williams reminds us that Jesus graced even the dreadful evening of His betrayal with gratitude. Lifting the cup after the Passover meal, He gave thanks and blessed it and gave it to His friends. Bowing our heads while a prayer is said before a meal, giving thanks and asking God to bless the food and the ones about to receive it, is often the first exposure we have to prayer as children. It's not a stretch to be able to understand the need to be thankful for the things we receive to sustain life. Then, unless otherwise diverted, gratitude leads naturally to the giver of every good and every perfect gift, and that these gifts come from the Father, the Creator of the heavenly lights. Why then do we just give thanks before partaking of a meal? Why don't we give Creator thanks for every good gift? Preparing parents for the inevitable dinner question table from the kids, Edward Hayes offers help, saying, prayer is not only our first experience of prayer as children, but is the last survivor of a tradition of countless prayers of gratitude that Christians inherited from the Jewish and Hebrew tradition. Jesus, a devout Hebrew, would have prayed many different kinds of prayers of gratitude. They were very brief, usually no longer than a sentence or two. Before enjoying any gift of the five senses, tasting food or drink, smelling a flower or freshly baked bread, seeing something of great beauty or a natural phenomenon, such as lightning, hearing good news or beautiful music, feeling the touch of a new garment or putting on clothing at the beginning of the day, all of these actions were prefaced by short acts of thanksgiving. Besides the prayers of gratitude before enjoying experience with one of the five senses, there were also prayers before certain ritual deeds, such as lighting the candles. Even the common daily tasks of washing one's hands called for first giving thanksgiving. Blessings. Blessing prayers were recited in gratitude for any number of reasons, for the safe return from a journey, for recovery from an illness, for being forgiven, for the coming of a feast or the beginning of a new season. Even before Paul penned the words to the Thessalonians, "Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances," the Psalms were filled with songs and prayers of gratitude, calling for all the earth to offer thanks to God. Offering prayers of thanksgiving might have been what Jesus did more than anything else. Luke's gospel tells us Jesus was praying in a certain place. Since it's Dr. Luke's account, we might assume he would have charted it if Jesus had been eating, but that's not in there, so he was just praying without food. When he finished, one of the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Maybe we need a lesson in praying too. Maybe we need some pointers from the Master on how and when to pray. Not just when we are trying to overcome powers of evil around us, not just when we are those we love are in danger, and not just over meals, but to pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances. Maybe we need to hear the songs and prayers of the psalmist who invites us to lift our hearts in gratitude to our God. We might think of this morning's psalm as a call to worship, inviting, beseeching, even begging the faithful of all nations to come to worship God. Maybe even more than a call to worship, Psalm 100 is a call to gratitude, a call to give thanks to our God. Notice the motion words in this psalm. Come before God with shouts of joy. Enter the gates of God with thanks. Enter the courtyards of God with praise. Songs and prayers of gratitude are the path that lead us to an awareness of God. It is possible, but not easy, and should never be the nature of the human heart to behold the beauty of the earth and not consider its creator. It's a desecration of every good and perfect gift to receive, much less to benefit from it and enjoy it, without acknowledging God is the giver of it. Perhaps God is bestowing blessings, beauty and goodness, and an attempt to awaken within us not just a sense of awe, but a sense of gratitude that would become a path by which we are led and moved toward the fullness of God. Sometimes we think of prayer as a means of influencing God's action for our behalf, so as by saying the right words, we obtain the desired response from God. Prayers of gratitude, like every act of true worship and devotion to God, are not our efforts to get what we want from God, but are our response to the goodness of God already given to us. Gratitude is the path that opens before us and compels us to move farther into the depths of God's love. Gratitude enlightens us with a sense of hope. To quote Henry Nouwen, "When our gratitude for the past is only partial, our hope for a new future can never be full." Gratitude is even more than the path that leads us toward God. It is the portal that gives us access and sets us in the presence of God. Gratitude doesn't require a lot of words. Remember those couple sentence prayers common to Jesus offering gratitude to God? In fact, it doesn't require any words at all. A simple ritual of gratitude Jesus seemed to have practiced in the Gospels was simply lifting his eyes to heaven, pronouncing a blessing, and giving thanks. Whenever you experience the giftedness of life, you could simply lift your eyes and say, "Thank you." Of course, we know that God is not just in the sky, but in the act of lifting your eyes, you boldly acknowledge that the gift in which you are rejoicing comes from an eternal source beyond you. Psalm 100 concludes with these words, "Because the Lord is good, His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. In other words, the psalmist had plenty of reasons to sing with gratitude and thanksgiving to God. It was because the Lord is good, because the depths of God's love go on forever. The Hebrew people, Jesus among them, found endless opportunities to offer gratitude to God in all circumstances of life, from the simplest to the most spectacular encounters with the presence and blessing of God. Thanksgiving is a communal act, so the invitation is extended to all the earth to come before God with shouts of joy. The call of gratitude is for all of us, and not just for a day or even a season. It is a call that continues because the Lord continues to be good, because the depths of God's love continue to go on forever. Gratitude is a path stretching always before us, is a portal through which we step into the presence of God's great love. Let gratitude move us to lift our eyes and raise our shouts of joy. While I was busy writing this morning's sermon, Nanette was busy preparing bulletins for the worship service. She asked if we would be singing all six verses of the next hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth. My response was, why stop at six? Let's just add and keep adding verse after verse to our songs of gratitude to our God, who is good, and whose loyal love lasts forever, and whose faithfulness lasts generation after generation. Blessed are you, God of the universe, who has preserved us and enabled us to reach this season of fullness and thanksgiving. We lift up our hearts to you in gratitude for these moments of worship, for these songs of joy, and for these with whom we bless your holy name. Amen.